And there was much rejoicing. Yay.
This the last 12 minutes of not recording brought to you by Skype.
Brought to you by my crappy iPad.
No, I don't think it's the iPad. I blame Skype.
I think it's Skype. Yeah.
I can't tell you. Okay, so the place I work at is a huge multinational company, and they use Skype. Nobody has a phone on their desk anymore. They use Skype for everything. And it has gotten so bad that, I mean, it used to be, you know, Skype crapped out of me was a reasonable excuse. Now it's like, holy crap, Skype works.
Oh, God.
It's gotten so bad, people are looking for other things to use that aren't Skype for getting stuff done and communicating with people. So it's really turning into a disaster.
So what is the alternative to Skype? Is there one?
Not for random people on the internet.
Snapchat.
There's a few like big like corporate-y kind of apps. There's one called Zoom that does sort of like a desktop sharing and stuff like that. There's also the old Cisco, what was it, WebEx, which sort of kind of halfway works, but better than Skype.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're getting with faint praise, Alan.
I know, but it's really gotten awful. So anyway. Yay. Hey, we're back. Guess what?
What?
This is episode 301. Wow. We didn't make a big deal about it on the last episode because I really wanted to get into what Joel had to say, and holy crap, was he great.
He was great.
But that was our 300th episode.
So that was the Sparta episode, and this is the Maryland area code episode.
Right.
Sparta episode.
So episode 301, we've been doing this for September, the end of September will be, what?
6 years?
6.5 years.
Oh, my God.
That's forever in internet time.
Yeah, we started it in March of 2012 was our first. Wow.
That's like forever.
Yep.
We've been doing this since infancy.
We've been doing something similar to this. Well, Brita has since 2000.
Let's not talk about it.
The thing that shall not be mentioned.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes, you know, the thing on Facebook where you, the on this day thing or the memory, what do they call it now? The memories.
Memories. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I go through that and I see things from like way back and I'm like,
yeah,
wow. Like, I don't know who that was really.
Yeah.
Like who was that girl? I don't know. And like so much has changed. Like there's big portions of my memories are like, hey, look at this new beer I'm drinking. And now I can't drink beer or, you know, it's like, I'm having pizza for dinner. Nope, not anymore. it's like so odd. I don't know.
I find it interesting to... Go ahead, Jay, sorry.
I was going to say, I'll get those memories and, oh my God, that's my old house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, Alan gets that, but he moves like every other week. So.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Not as much as Bradley.
Nobody moves as much as him. Single guys can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
They put everything in a duffel bag and just drive across the country.
He's like
right?
a nomad. He throws everything in the trunk of his Mustang, and he's like the modern Kane.
Yeah, he is.
He's just wandering the earth,
looking
for IT problems to solve.
I do find it interesting looking back at those memories of how my Facebook posting has changed over the years. You know, it started like 2007, 2008. It was like, I look back on those posts and go, God, what a moron. that was so stupid. What were you thinking?
It's a treasure trove of personal.
Which makes me think that, you know, assuming, you know, if Facebook exists 10 years from now, which I have some doubts, but
yeah,
we'll look back on I look back on today's post and go, God, that was dumb. It's like my entire history is looking back on shit I did in the past going, God, that was dumb, which makes me wonder about stuff I'm doing now. That's
yeah. I'm sure, you know, 2028 Alan is going to look back at 2018 Alan and go, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, what a moron. What were you thinking? God.
I also like seeing how just Facebook itself has kind of evolved.
Yeah.
During the time that we have been on it. Like, there's been, you know, so many trends and things and different ways of posting. And now you can do, like, stickers and emojis and, you know, just the evolution of it has been really fascinating to me.
You can't, you're not limited to just liking posts.
Right. It's like a new thing all the time. It's, yeah. I like that. I think that's cool.
I still think you should be able to respond with poop emojis. I'm just saying.
I agree. Or like middle finger emoji.
Moon. That'd be great.
You should be able to cut someone a moon.
We need, you know what? Facebook needs like an adult switch. Right? Like, you flip the adults, but you could set it, right?
We'll call it get off my lawn switch.
Or just like the after dark or whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're old enough and want to see stuff like that, you flip a switch and you get to see all the, you know, adult stuff. And then if you don't, you flip the switch and you don't see it.
So what you're saying is we need like a Facebook hub.
Yeah.
So good. And then 35 years from now, people can randomly accuse us of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice segue.
You like that?
Yeah. That was good.
I you know, every once in a while.
This has been a weird week in judicial stuff.
Boy, how
it's been. Okay. The whole thing is so strange that if you had told me years ago that, like, this sort of thing, like, well, they had some woman who alleges that, you know, at a party during high school, he groped her and she can't remember when the party was or exactly who was there or when it was or where it was. She couldn't, but it's holding up these, you know, his confirmation for the Supreme Court. I would be like, you are shitting me.
Because that sounds like every high school party ever.
Yeah, hello. And I'm not giving a pass and saying, oh, well, boys will be boys, and that's what happens, right. And, you know, high school parties, that's what happens in high school, but seriously, that's what happens in high school.
Yeah.
And it's not right, but it happens.
You get, you know, teenagers together in a room with no adult supervision.
And alcohol.
Throw in alcohol. And
yeah.
That's, and every... You know,
everybody's an idiot.
Yeah. But beyond the theoretical event itself.
Yes, theoretical.
You know, at this point, it's he said, she said. I mean, there's no. I mean, nobody's going to be able to trot out any proof of anything.
Right.
I mean, she can't even say when it was or where it was. And, you know, at some point in time, at some day of some year in some place, this guy did something. I mean, there's no possible way to defend yourself against that. I mean, if somebody asked me, where were you, frankly, he's almost my age. He graduated in 83. I graduated in 82. So, you know.
Right.
Okay, remember shit that happened your senior year, Jay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anything that happened your senior year, remember it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, and remember specifics. Yeah. And be able to furnish, you know, say, oh, no, that night in question, I was with so-and-so.
Right.
No, I mean, you can't. I just...
And then on top of that, you've got the whole, the way the Democrats have completely weaponized... This you know, in a crass, you know,
if somebody produced a police report or psychologist notes, you know, therapist notes from any time in the 80s where this was described and the person and Kavanaugh was named,
right.
specifically. Mm-hmm. If there were literally any piece of supporting evidence that was earlier than the start of the Trump administration, especially when you have someone with a very definitive political bent against.
Oh, yeah.
There's now, I've only heard this. I've not done my due diligence. I will apologize in advance if I'm wrong, but there was something about Kavanaugh's mother ruling
yes. in a
bankruptcy proceeding against her family. So again, I haven't researched this fully and I should.
No, you have that correct. You have that correct.
But I mean,
yeah.
that's like 35 years ago, you know, Hillary Clinton stole my car. Prove she didn't. Right. It's ridiculous. It is blatantly ridiculous. If you change anything about this allegation away from the sexual assault, if she'd said, you know, he took her Walkman, you'd be like, that's insane. You're coming up with this 35 years later with no proof and no chance to defend himself. How can that be a thing? And I don't even want to get into the hypocrisy of drag a $100 bill through a trailer park. Every rape claim has to be believed. Really? Juanita Broderick is over here going,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. And that was Hillary, by the way, who
yes.
said.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. That woman. She has no shame, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it. But it's like, has the media, like, and this is probably also part of it, they have, like, amnesia when this stuff is concerned? Like, it's no secret that every time Bill Clinton, like, had a mistress or you know, raped somebody or groped somebody, Hillary made it her job to destroy that woman's life.
Yep. You know, Jennifer Flowers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Paula Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Lewinsky, for crying out loud. Juanita Broderick. Yeah. There's a long list that they were not believed. There were not women marching with, I believe Anita, but not I believe Juanita.
Yeah.
And if you want to do horrible, horrible damage to the sanctity of the claim, only believe some of them. Only believe the ones that fit your political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to make people throw the rest of them out.
Well, that's they don't care about that.
They don't care.
Exactly.
That's not what it's about. Yeah.
All they care about is the political. What can you do for them politically? Yeah. And nothing else matters.
How can this be used as a weapon against people that disagree with me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't absolutely chill your marrow, it should. Because eventually, they're going to turn on you. Anthony, we call your office.
Hey, Brita.
Yes.
Is chilled marrow good?
No, it has to be warm. It
has to be warm? I was thinking about like cold steak or cold chicken, maybe.
No, I would say marrow would. I mean, I'm sure it's edible and good spread on toast, but it's probably better warm.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that, Jay. I had to digress.
No, I think it's hysterical. It was well turned.
But, you know, I read the account of this, what is her name? Christine?
No.
Somebody, Ford something. Anyway, I heard I read the account of what she says happened. That, you know, they push her into a bedroom and they, you know, he was on top of her and he was groping her and his friend was there and his friend was like jumping on them both and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure everybody was drunk, you know, because according to all sources, that was the thing to do back then. Those parties were like drunk fests. Oh, and yeah. I just read an article and I don't know if it was on Twitchy. I think it might have been Twitchy. But in that woman's high school yearbook, there's pages upon pages of the parties that they had, all the drinking and all the, you know, stuff. I mean, it was in the yearbook. It was like a known thing. So, and it was like the thing to drink enough to pass out and not have recollection of the night before. So anyway, so I heard this account of her saying of what they did to her. And I said, wow, that really sounds like the waitress sandwich between Chris Dodd and Teddy Kennedy.
Yeah.
The lion of the Senate, no?
Yep.
I mean Teddy Kennedy, and this was after he killed Mary Jo, right?
Yep.
He was the conscience. He was the lion, not the conscience. That would be, you know, Klansman Robert Byrd.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
But the whole point of this whole thing, and I don't think that the Democrats care if she's telling the truth or not, or if she talks or if she doesn't talk, or they do not care. They're just trying to delay it.
Yep.
They're trying any tactic to delay it. And frankly, I think it's blowing up in their faces. I think everybody's seeing through their, you know, their evil plan, you know, their masterminds. But I think people are starting to see through it. But at the same time, I don't think they care if people are seeing through it. They're just trying to delay it.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
They are literally desperate.
Yeah.
Because they know if Kavanaugh gets in, their entire agenda is set back.
Yeah.
Especially because the notorious RBG could, you know, she could... decide to step down or have the decision made for her at any moment.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the case.
She really could go at any moment. I think it's
the absolute insanity of, you know, just where it just came out of nowhere. And what I'm seeing a lot of is, and Brita, if I'm out of line, feel free to tell me to shut up. But I've seen a lot of women who've said, I've been the victim of sexual assault. I remember everything about it.
Mm.
I've heard that too, Jay.
And not, you know, again, this is women who have been the victims of sexual assault.
Actual victims.
Yes. And, you know,
it's not something you forget.
It happened at some point, someplace, at some time, but I know for sure it was that guy.
Right.
Oh, you know.
Well, her whole excuse is, I've been spending my whole life trying to forget it. So that's why she doesn't remember the details.
You know, I had a guy who was, when I was in college, okay, this may be the shaving in the bathtub moment, but I had a dude come to
Thanks, Jay. Oh God!
Guy down the hall.
There's people that don't know that story. They're going, "What the hell is he talking
good.
About?"
Exactly. There you go. You're gonna have to root through and find it.
Oh my God!
But I had, you know, one of the guys in the dorm, mm-hmm. lived down the hall. Came into my room, climbed into my bed,
and
grabbed my junk. He thought it was my roommate. He was friends. They were football players. It was big ha ha ha.
Oh my God.
And I remember exactly what it was like. And just like, I remember storming over. I dragged him over back to his room, got him into his bed.
Oh my God.
I remember everything about that. And that was, you know, I mean, like absurd.
Was your roommate gay?
But no.
Well, he was a football player. Of course he was.
Yeah. You know, so they're used to grab ass.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Football players are known for their homoerotica.
Yeah, well, this is a whole new thing for me. Okay.
You spend a lot of time staring at another guy's ass, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, but I remember. I could tell you when it was, where I was, the position of the everything in the room, because this was such a jarring experience for me. And I totally understand how it could be horribly traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing is I his name is long gone. I don't even remember my roommate's name. It was Matt something. Not Matt. No, this was the other one. Shit. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I remember the incident. If you put his face up on TV, mm-hmm. he was Trump's new, you know, that would be hysterical, but... I remember
that's the guy that molested me.
I know for a fact, you know, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't look anything like he did 30, you know, this wasn't 35, this was 30 years ago. Oh my God, I'm old. Anyway, but you know, I remember that it happened. I couldn't tell you his name. I can't even remember my roommate's name, for crying out loud. He was only my roommate for like 3 months. He ended up, you know, he moved out when I was off campus. Apartment where they could grab ass all night, I guess. But you know, it we're gonna get all kinds of comments on this, but it all comes back to you cheapen the term by using it as a political weapon. I mean, we saw it with the race baiting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where you tried to take this violent criminal and turn him into a victim in the interest of ginning up racial unrest. You cheapen the actual cases where racists abuse their power.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, it's an agenda, but God damn it, media, you're fucking lazy. Go out and find cases where men in power have used that power to assault women. You know, like the whole Me Too thing in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit their agenda.
Exactly. Yeah, and if we want, it becomes painfully obvious they don't actually want this to get better.
No, of course not.
They it's want to be able to.
Yeah, of course.
They want to be able to contain it and use it against people that they disagree with.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also conveniently right before midterms.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're hoping for a Todd Akin moment.
Yeah. They're trying to. The Democrats are desperate to get people to vote.
Exactly. They are desperate for a Republican to go on TV and say something stupid. You know, that, oh, just a little bit of groping, that's not a... Something stupid like that. Now, for the first time in recent memory,
mm-hmm.
the GOP is actually shutting the fuck up, which stuns me.
Yeah, maybe they... Well, I'm not going to say maybe they learned their lesson.
The only thing I can think of is it's, you know, it's Trump on Twitter. He's just so busy providing this what the hell... that they don't have a chance to say stupid things.
Mm.
Like, for once, nobody has jumped at the abortion. Nobody has jumped at gay marriage. They are being damn quiet. I'm like waiting because, my God, they're waiting until October to do something really.
Well, with McCain dead, also the Democrats don't have their pet Republican that's guaranteed to come out and say bad shit about other Republicans.
Yeah, true, and be called a maverick right after he gets the nomination. Then he's literally Hitler.
Right.
Yeah.
Until the election's over, and then he's reformed.
Oh. And speaking of who else is literally Hitler, was it you were the one who informed us?
The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama is literally Hitler.
I could not get over that story.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama came out recently, but actually this is not a new position for him.
Right.
Where he is saying Europe is for Europeans and they are taking too many immigrants and the refugees should, you know, sure, get educated, get a job, make some money, but you know, in the end of it, go back to your own country and help build up your own country. And he has been saying this sort of thing for, you know, for years. I mean, sure, like the Dalai Lama is, you know, the liberal darling, save Tibet, blah, blah, blah. Although I don't know how that squares with the whole China thing now. I don't know. I don't know anymore. But
if he sets foot in Tibet, he gets executed. So,
yeah, definitely. So I don't know how they square, you know, this Dalai Lama position with him being like the cool liberal guy. You know, all liberals love the Dalai Lama because he's like this, he's the Dalai Lama, you know.
Well, he's not a Christian.
Right, he's not a Christian. I like the Dalai Lama. I think he's really cool. I think he makes a lot of sense. He's very like common sense kind of guy, you know? He was basically a Dalai Lama about gun control and about guns. He was like, well, if somebody points a gun at you, you should probably shoot them first.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of his position on stuff. He's a very common sense guy. I don't know if that is across the board, but...
Well, now that he's literally Hitler, I guess.
But now he's literally Hitler because now, like, he's, oh my gosh. He say in 2016, he told a new German newspaper that there are too many refugees in Europe. And he's not a dumb guy. He probably sees what goes on with these Muslims, you know, in Sweden, especially, like, the amount of rape in Sweden has skyrocketed, and he sees what's happening. But the Dalai Lama has always, like, his main goal, he has always wanted to go back to his own country. He's a refugee himself, but he has always wanted to go back. So now liberals don't know what to do with him.
Well, they're not going to go back.
Who? The refugees in Europe?
The migrants, the refugees, whatever you want to call them. They're not going to go back.
Well, they will if they, like, cut off their welfare. No, because that's why all the refugees are going to Europe, well, because they get all the free stuff.
Yeah, it's the free shit brigade.
Yeah.
But
yep. And eventually, they're still you run out of people back. To pay.
Exactly.
I believe that was who was that? Was that Margaret Thatcher?
Thatcher, right?
The problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wind up with Venezuela.
Exactly, which is the absolute screaming, stunning example that nobody will touch with a 10-foot pole.
Well, it's not real socialism.
It's you know, again, coming from Massachusetts, where you had Joe Kennedy and the Citizens Energy, and they gushed about Hugo Chavez sending oil for the poor in Boston, and this is wonderful, and this is so great that here's a country that cares, and, you know, and Venezuela mattered then.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's crazy.
But when they have to post armed guards outside the zoo so people don't eat the animals.
Yeah, I know.
It's nothing to see here. Move along.
Oh, Venezuela just came out. Speaking of eating animals in Venezuela, I just saw an article yesterday, I think. You know who Salt Bae is? Salt Bae. This is like, you know,
no.
Internet. You don't know who Salt Bae is? All right. Salt Bae is this guy. And I believe he has a steakhouse in Miami, but he's got steakhouses all over. And let me see here. Where did he come to eat the steak? So Salt Bae has, he's a Turkish, Turkey. He's a Turkish chef, and he makes these giant steaks, and he has this signature move of sprinkling salt on the steak. I can't believe you guys have not seen Salt Bae.
Sorry.
Oh my God. He's like this hot guy, and he's like a chef, and he like has this sexy meat kind of routine. Anyway, okay, so the Venezuelan president went to Istanbul. He went to the Salt Bae restaurant in Istanbul.
Not Constantinople.
No, Istanbul. And so the Salt Bae chef, he was posting on his Instagram that he was, serving the Venezuelan president his own self. Like, he was doing the salt for the president, and the internet, of course, exploded because, you know, all of Venezuela is starving to death. Meanwhile, like, you know, the president Maduro of Venezuela is sitting there in this swanky restaurant in Istanbul, smoking a cigar, getting the expensive steak, you know, that sort of thing. And the post on Instagram has since been deleted, obviously. But that is like socialism in a nutshell.
Yep.
Like, everybody else in the country is suffering and dying of hunger, and there's the president in Istanbul eating an expensive steak.
Yep.
Expensive
steak, but like, it wasn't it like some like insanely expensive, like, not, I mean, I mean, you can go and get an expensive, to me, an expensive steak's like $20-$30.
Right.
This was like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, this is, you know, big time steakhouse, like super expensive. You have the celebrity chef, you know, waiting on you personally, right. That sort of thing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of dollars for one steak.
Yeah.
You could have bought a cow.
And the president of Venezuela is overweight and eating steak in Istanbul. So
get him to that Kim Il-jung there.
Oh, you know what I bet he's doing?
He's slimming down.
No, in Istanbul, he's transferring money out of Venezuela.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the other problem with socialism is you get these shithole nations that impoverish the poor, and there's a thing. In fact, there's a well-known thing in Venezuela where they do this exchange rate arbitrage, because you have the official exchange rate and then you have the black market exchange rate, and so the people that have connections and power can, you know, they, you know, people in the government, they get paid like crazy money, right? And then they do this like exchange rate arbitrage and parlay that into like 10 times crazy money. So at the expense of everybody else who, you know, has to take a wheelbarrow full of, you know, $1 million whatever they boulevards or whatever it is they have down there, and you know, for a loaf of bread that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
good times.
Yeah,
good to be the king.
It said in the article that President Maduro was in Istanbul because he had made a stop there because he had been in China trying to get money. You know, secure funds for Venezuela, but he's had a layover or a stop in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you have to travel, you know, economy class.
As you do.
Yeah. When your country's broke.
Meanwhile, Colombia is being inundated by people fleeing Venezuela because there is literally no food.
Yeah.
The people are actually starving to death in Venezuela because there's no damn food, and they're fleeing to, you know, walking hundreds of miles to go into Colombia. And Colombia is like, fuck, what can we do? We can't stop it. We can't stop this. Fortunately, Colombia's, you know, it's humorous because, you remember back in the 80s when Colombia was like this narcotic hell. Right. It's like the, and in fact, you know, who knows, maybe it still is, but you know, you'd go to like all the, you'd hear about all the drug deals in Colombia and all this, you know, all this stuff going on. And now it's like people are fleeing to the least shitty shithole.
Yeah.
In South America.
When Colombia is the least bad option. Yeah, you know, it's like Bogota was like the murder capital of the world for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Now people are looking at it going, shit, man.
When you decide that Bogota is safer than your entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not even.
And they're just all on their way here.
There is. It's on the list. Bogota is the top 10 most dangerous neighborhood.
Oh, I believe it.
And interestingly enough, hold on. According to The Independent out of England. Oh my God. Johannesburg, South Africa, Naples, Italy.
What?
Hey.
Yep. Romania, Salvador, Brazil, Costa Rica, Bogota.
U.S. not on there yet.
Top eight. They list eight cities, and none of them are in the U.S.
Hmm. How can that be? Because U.S. is supposed to be like the murder capital of the world, according to...
Oh, we have all these horrible guns.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, Bogota, you know, it's up there. It's one of the most dangerous cities in the world, and that is preferable to staying in your own country.
Hey, they have food.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, and the thing is, well, if I get shot to death, I'm not starving to death. So win-win. But yeah, such is the glory of socialism. Everyone's equal. Equally starving to death.
Yep, there you go.
Except the ruling elite.
Yeah.
Well,
I like how people are always talking about how, oh, socialism is totally different than communism. Socialism is everything is owned by the people. Communism is like everything is controlled by the state. Okay. Yeah. But if you have socialism, it becomes communism. You know, there has to be somebody in charge. That's just how it works. You know, it's like we're people. This is how it works. I think that's the failure of the entire thing is that nobody is willing to admit that there is a certain way that human beings work.
Well, you know, but there's so many
people. And the best way that human beings work and has been proven time and time again is capitalism.
Yes.
But people will people like in prison, people will create a capitalist society even when they have nothing to their names.
Yep.
You know, like ramen noodles is like currency in prison.
Yep.
And it's just a natural, that's what happens.
Is that because they can't smoke anymore so they can't have cigarettes?
Yeah, you can't smoke in prison.
I don't even want to know how they get the water. I'm just saying. I know of only one water source, and that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, so, you know. But, oh, we just keep on trying. We haven't done socialism right yet.
It's not real socialism, see?
I mean, remember the Occupy Wall Street? And they had this, like, they built this, like, idyllic socialist commune on Wall Street, on the Occupy, but it eventually turned into like everybody fighting for power and everybody
and
lots of theft and people. Oh, and then people like, you know, the Occupy Wall Street, people were donating lots and lots of money, like millions of dollars to Occupy Wall Street. And then like the leaders of Occupy Wall Street, they're like, well, we don't know where the money went.
Yeah.
Socialism, everybody.
Yep, that's how it works.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting off my
seat. And even when, you know, capitalism works, you know, the New York Times will come out and say, oh, no, it's not working, you see.
Well, New
York Times article. It's, you know, oh, it's not really. The unemployment numbers are fake because people have just stopped looking for work.
Yeah, and they did that under Obama and changed how they calculated it. Thanks for finally fessing up to that, New York Times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were doing it under Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Mick Jobs.
They actually, every 5 to 10 years, they change how they calculate all those statistics.
I am surprised that they weren't saying that they're not trying to make the case that, well, it's, you know, Obama, that Trump is just riding the Obama wave.
Oh, they've said that.
And yeah, but they haven't pushed it.
Well, Obama came out and said it.
Well, of course he did. Everything's about Obama in Obama's world.
Yeah, you know, he had
his... He's worse than Elmo.
He had his 2018 You Didn't Create That tour.
he and Pocahontas there.
Yeah.
I should have posted this. You can read up on it. But apparently, she's doubling down on the Native American.
No,
I'm not kidding. She's actually like agitating for there's a casino going in or that's was going in, but the Trump administration stepped in. Oh, let me see. Warren. I was just reading something in one of the local. Oh God, now oh, I can't find it, but she's, you know, basically she's standing up for the American Indian nations that aren't Wampanoag. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, that's funny. What is it with Democrats and they're claiming to be something they're not? Because down here in Texas.
Oh, yes.
We have one ourselves. We have this guy, he lives in El Paso. His dad was a judge. He had the typical, you know, he did all kinds of shit when he was a kid and got out of it because his dad was a judge. Even like breaking and entering. And you know, he did the kind of shit you do when you're a kid and you know your dad's a judge and you're never going to get, you know, even if you do get arrested for it, they let you go because, you know, dad's a judge. What are they going to do? Anyway, so the guy's name's Robert O'Rourke.
Sounds Irish to me.
Dude is so Irish. He glows in the dark, Brita. He is one of your people.
He's not my people.
And he lives in El Paso. He's a representative in El Paso, and he has appropriated. There's a Hispanic nickname, Beto, that they use. You know, Roberto. They call, you know, guys that are named Roberto, they'll call him Beto. It's a Hispanic thing, and he has culturally appropriated this nickname. And so much so that he's like the South Texas Che. He's Beto. He's not, you know, he doesn't go by Robert O'Rourke. Vote for Robert O'Rourke. No, it's Beto. All the signs, Beto. Beto, 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 Beto.
You know what that is?
It's cultural appropriation.
It's the distinguished gentleman.
Yes.
What?
What? Eddie Murphy movie from the 90s.
Yeah. Where he Jefferson. Was,
yeah. He changed his name or he started. He was named very similarly to a long standing Congress or senator or his congressman. I don't remember.
Senator
who died in office.
Right.
So Eddie Murphy's character is a grifter.
Yeah.
Oh,
who runs. Putting, you know, he was, you know, Carter, Jackson, or whatever the name, Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know, so he was, you know, H. William Jefferson, and the guy, you know, he went by Henry, or whatever the H was, but the senator who died in office was William Jefferson. So basically, you know, the premise is he gets into office and learns what a giant scam it is, because. Basically changed his name. We've got a real life distinguished gentleman going on here.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson Johnson. And the senator was Jeff Johnson.
That's right.
And he died of a heart attack while having sex with his secretary.
It was played by James Garner, if I'm not mistaken.
May have been, who was that? Anyway, doesn't matter. So this guy's playing. I mean, he's his district's in El Paso. You know, the few Hispanics that are actually citizens and have a driver's license and can vote in El Paso. You know, he's betting they see, oh, Beto. Oh, okay, we'll vote for the Hispanic guy. But he's not, and he's you know the. You know, in Virginia and Ohio, you probably don't see a lot about this, but in Texas, all the big city liberal newspapers, which, you know, I repeat myself, are busy writing these like 6,000, 8,000 word, you know, it's like they're like bodice rippers for this guy. I mean, it's like
he's been on like the Ellen Show.
Yeah, TV. They talk about his, you know, his sweaty shirt and his, you know, his open collar and his long hair and his suntan skin and blah blah blah. Yep. You know, this dude is white as a sheet and yet somehow he has suntan skin. So,
right, and yet they managed to avoid saying. He's not Hispanic, yet he has adopted a Hispanic man. Well,
there was actually a big thing in the when he was a U.S. he was a U.S. representative, and he wanted to caucus with the Hispanic caucus.
He is Rachel Dolezal,
and they wouldn't let him. They wouldn't let him because he's not Hispanic. And he's like, "Well, I represent a Hispanic district.
I'm Hispanic at heart."
Yeah,
I love Taco Bell.
So
I'm angry that you made me watch Idiocracy, because it's true. It's all true. It's not a comedy. It's a friggin' romance.
Yeah.
We get it here where people will like, in Cleveland especially, and it probably even more in the West Side, where people will be like, you know, not necessarily appropriating Irish stuff, but making, especially when they're running for election, but you know, they suddenly become Mr. Irish Man, and you know, there's shamrocks all over every campaign sign, and you know, the big O apostrophe is like, you know, really emphasized. And and I've made a rule, and this happened actually, I think the last election we had, we got to vote like on local Willoughby people, and there was a woman running. And she was, I can't remember her name, but it was an O something. And she had like shamrocks all over her thing, all over her campaign signs. And it's like, everybody does that here that's Irish. And it's so frustrating. And I looked her up, and that's not her maiden name. She's not even Irish. Like, she married an Irish guy, but she's appropriating all the shamrocks to put on her campaign signs because she figures, oh, all the Irish in Cleveland will vote for me. So... yeah, I've made a rule that I will not vote for anybody that puts shamrocks on their campaign signs.
Interesting.
That's just a breed of rule. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this guy is also like, Mr., you know, he wants an assault weapon ban. He wants open borders.
Yeah.
He wants, I mean, he's like the poster child for liberal
progressive. What did he say about the police? Today, yesterday, police, what did he say? He said the police are the new Jim Crow.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Oh, he also told a bunch of black people that we needed open borders because there's too many jobs that Americans won't do.
Oh, and that we need illegal immigrants to work the cotton gin.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He said it to a black guy.
Yeah.
Also, if you type Robert O'Rourke into Google,
yes,
it comes up Beto O'Rourke. Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Oh my God.
And here's the thing. He's running against an actual fucking Hispanic.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's running against Ted Cruz,
Who is legitimately. Wow.
Yeah.
They also, I shit you not, I don't know, but it sure looks like they've done something to the picture, because
he's not that dark in real life.
Yeah,
I promise.
He's hitting the self tanner,
or they photoshopped it or whatever.
He looks like a Kennedy.
Yeah, if you look at if you look at if you do an image search for him and you look at his, like, you know, stump speech pictures and stuff like that, he's white as his shirt.
Yeah, but you look at his U.S. representative.
Yeah, and suddenly he's got a dark tan.
Yeah.
whether that was applied by Photoshop or a spray on, who knows? But, you know, converse, you know, these candid shots of him, like, giving a speech somewhere, and it's like Mr. Pale American.
Yeah, I have a greater claim to being Hispanic. This dude.
Well, you are quite brown, Jay.
Dude, your people are from, like,
we are equally worthy.
Your people are from like the crossroads of crossroads.
I would love Jay to get his DNA done. Like, you know, they do that. They break down all your DNA, like where your DNA has come from.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting for Jay, because, you know, that area of Sicily.
Yeah.
And then maybe you could, you know, apply for federal aid or, you know, run for some sort of election?
I think
because you could be like, I'm African American.
I think it's funny how they come out and they say like everybody has like some fraction of a percentage of African American in them. And it's like, yeah, because that's where everybody's from.
Myrtle Crescent, you know, the cradle of life.
Yeah.
Like, history is not a thing. Oh, of course.
We're all African American.
No. Oh, God. You know, would it be like, you know, if I'm just trying to pull, you know, if there were a all I can think of is Joe Kennedy, but you know, Joe Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And he ran as Jose Fitzgerald.
Oh,
people would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's why this Beto character doesn't use his last name on anything.
Yeah.
Because it's O'Rourke, for God's sake.
Is it Beto or Beto for
Beto? Who
cares?
That's why I'm like, I thought Beto was, you know, like Beast, like Beast Mode, or, you know, you're the Beast, you know.
Yeah, it's everybody I've ever heard him say it says it calls it Beto, but
yeah. Then again, I know my Spanish from Cheech and Chong. Yeah. So
Dave's not here, man.
It's Dave.
Dave's not here.
So speaking of appropriating things, helping my you'll see where this goes in a second.
Okay.
Using Alexa to torment my daughter with 1980s music, and I hit upon Illegal Alien by Genesis, which Bill fucking Collins appropriating a Hispanic accent. It is hysterical. It is just like, are you honest to God, Phil Collins from England?
That's great.
Is appropriating a Mexican accent.
Wow. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that again.
You've got to. Oh, my God. It's you know, I try to mix it up. We throw in, like, some of the Police's more ska work, like Canary in a Coal Mine. And, you know, we got to throw in the B-52s for Rock Lobster because...
I really hope you're letting her hear all those, like, you know, the rock women anthems.
Oh,
you know, like Pat Benatar and...
Do you know who Alexa does not have all the full music for? Is Joan Jett, which pisses me the hell off.
That's horrible. I'm
a bad reputation, man. That is like one of the most kick-ass songs ever.
Wow.
And I went to... I asked Alexa to play it, and I got the... Use a sample of... No!
Sample?
It samples. You get like a 10-second snippet, which
you're
just...
You're going to need Spotify for that or something.
Yeah.
Pandora will play it, I bet. Like,
do they have the Runaways?
I'm sure they have samples of the Runaways. So.
You need Spotify, man.
Yeah, my son's got Spotify. We actually listen to Spotify while we're working out. There's a lot of Sabaton in our workout routine. So, you know, Swedish death metal. What are they, Swedish?
I'm surprised you're not listening to like the German death metal, because that's metal. Talk about pumping iron.
They're Swedish. Okay. No, they have. No, they're.
Swedes are like death metal light.
Yeah. But Sabaton is like war history metal. Okay. War history Swedish death metal. They've got one song devoted to Audie Murphy, one song devoted to the Spartans.
Oh, cool.
To the Templar Knights.
Oh, that sounds like Iced Earth.
Yeah, similar. We mix it up, throwing a little Ale Storm, you know.
this week on Music.
That's
Club.
Right. Yes, listen. Google Ale Storm fucked with an anchor. You'll thank me.
Or not.
It's pirate metal. It's hysterical. It's. But yeah. Yep. So Sabaton and Ale Storm and, you know, of course, you know, Metallica and Megadeth and, you know, all the metal bands of the '80s, because
nice.
It's, you know, that's what it's sweating to the oldies.
Someone's playing it.
I'm not.
I am.
See, I'm not wrong.
That's awesome.
I gotta play that for Mike after we get off the air.
Ale Storm, ALESTORM, fucked with an anchor. Official video on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
That's great. Oh man.
Yeah.
I did want to get one more thing in before we go.
Okay. Okay.
Project Veritas has started their drip, drip, drip again.
Mm-hmm.
This time they're looking at the deep state. And, you know, they've been doing this for a year. This is, I mean, you know, if you wonder what happened, if you've been wondering what happened to Veritas, they've been doing shit for a year. They've been going out and, you know, buddying up to these idiots and pretending to be, you know, one of the crowd. They've basically infiltrated the, what is it, the Socialist Democrats of Washington DSA. Or whatever.
The DSA, Democrat Socialists.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed from watching those videos? It looks like they're on a date.
Yes.
And it looks like, oh my God, it's a honey trap.
Yes, that's exactly
Doesn't
what it,
it
is. Yeah. Yeah. And these people are so full of themselves, they cannot wait to brag about all the shit they're doing.
Yep.
And how badass they are. I could get fucked.
Right. But,
no,
yes.
There's no good asshole because this has gone right to the State Department.
Oh God. I haven't seen if anybody's gotten fired yet, but.
Are you kidding? They're going to send Mattis to knife hand them.
Well, you know.
They're going to walk in and hand through somebody's chest.
The Department of Justice and the State Department have already said they're going to investigate, which means absolutely nothing. But
yeah.
It's funny because, you know, the Democrat Socialists of America are in a panic. They're scrubbing everything. They're telling people to watch out who they talk to. The problem is, they're, you know, the horse has left the barn. The barn burned down. There's no door left to shut because they've been doing this for a year, working on these people and getting these recordings. And this stuff's going to come, and it's going to be the patented Veritas, you know, drip every day. Drip, 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 drip. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, ultimately it probably won't matter. But, you know, it's like, you know, these people, this deep state crap, it's like voter fraud, right? You know, because it's one of those things, it's or like, you know, Weinstein. It's like everybody knows it happens, but, you know, it's not paraded through the news. You can't, you know, it's like there, it is deniable, right? There's too many people that can, that's just conspiracy. You don't know what you're talking about. That's not real.
Yep.
Until you start seeing people going to jail for 10 years for vote fraud, which you're seeing, and you start seeing, you know, Weinstein getting nailed because, you know, whoops. Oh, you know, he was doing shit and everybody knew it. And nobody said anything. And then you get these people on camera talking about how they have actively worked contrary to what the administration wants. They have actively tried to sabotage the current administration of the United States because they disagree with it.
Right.
That'd be like me deciding I don't like the way the company I work for does stuff. So I'm going to actively try to fuck it over. Guess how long I'd have a job if that got out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yet these people, you know, half of them are, they're saying like, oh yeah, I can't get fired.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is it might be true. Maybe, you know, it might be that they can't get fired. You know, who knows?
They knife handed though.
Well, or they can, you know, they can be shuffled off and put in the rubber room like all those teachers in New York that don't.
That's true.
They can't fire them either, but they can put them in a room and not give them anything to do all day. And, you know, and then they're perfectly happy to go, you know, sit there and not do anything, play on the internet.
Get paid to do nothing all day long until you get your pension.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Bring a good book.
Yeah, no kidding.
These guys are already spending, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day doing shit for their socialist group.
Yeah.
So, you know, put me in a room where I actually don't have to do anything, but
where I actually I can work on it all day.
And get paid.
All right. Well, I need to get rolling. It's time to go lift heavy objects.
Yep.
Have fun.
Pirate death metal and Swedish war history metal and other assorted types of metal.
And we'll be back with episode 302 next week.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Same squirrel time, same squirrel channel.